Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to a special edition of the Doomsday Podcast with defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus.
When a guy plays football, you know, at this level, they have a certain camera, you know, in terms of how they see the game. And, you know, some guys are fast processors and some guys, you know, are a little bit, you know, not as fast. Like Sean Lee was as fast as I've ever seen. He could process, you know, like Luke Kuechly and just boom and hit it. But that was through a lot of film study with him and I, you know, up there doing, right up here doing Breakfast Club together.
Hey, 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 hey. Sean
Ooh.
Lee. Oh, Sean Lee, the Cowboys linebacker, real good at reading keys. That's what he's talking about, right? Or is he talking about the quarterback, Sean Lee?
No, he's talking about the, because he coached, I'm guessing, as the linebackers coach in Dallas, he had Sean Lee.
Yeah. Okay. Because there was also, yeah, so he's talking about him. That's Matt Eberflus talking about Cowboys stuff on the Doomsday Podcast.
Yeah, it's Ed Werder's podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the Doomsday Podcast.
So there it is. It's Ed Werder. So Matt Eberflus says yes. And then Ed Werder, because he's a damn good journalist, finds a way to get to the Bears, doesn't he?
It's all about doomsday prepping, actually. They talk a little bit of football in there also.
I got an idea who their advertisers are on that, because there's plenty of those.
Flag and Anthem?
No.
Oh, my bad. I just got confused.
Dump them.
Shump him.
No, but you've never heard on, like, if you're listening to like satellite stuff, though. There's all sorts of people like, this
the
is
doomsday.
The food will last for 25 years.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad. I got confused. Sorry about that.
We're glad that
Welcome back, man.
Welcome back. First
Didn't
day.
You miss me, Teddy? No? That's all right.
He did have some conversation with the boys on the Doomsday Podcast about what happened last year with the Bears. Hmm. Because obviously this has been a big story over the last few weeks, the Seth Wickersham piece brought to light some questions about the level of preparation that Caleb had, what role the coaching staff played in either helping him or not helping him.
Absolutely. I'd say another thing that brought about some questions is the entire season that you and I watched and the way that we were able to notice, you know, the entire team not respecting him and completely falling apart because he wouldn't speak the truth to them about what had gone wrong involving himself and everybody else.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Speaks, because one of the first things that they talked with Eberflus about was the lessons that he learned from being a head coach.
Yeah, there's a lot of things as a head coach that you don't know that are involved in the job until you become a head coach. And we just been reflecting on that. If it's with the media or if it's with, you know, PR, whatever it might be, practice schedules, you know, way to install the training camp, you know, all those things. And if I see something, I say something.
If I see something, I say something.
He means that, like, especially when he would take the red line. If you see something, say something. If you're walking the streets of Chicago and you see something, say something.
So he's clearly talking about all the crap that he allowed to happen in practice and sometimes in games and didn't call out the players to create accountability about, right?
Here's my thing, though. you're the person that people are supposed to be saying something to. And then you're supposed to do something.
Oh, yeah. You're the do something guy.
Yeah. You're not. I mean, a little
bit. It's good that you should say something to the people that are doing the thing.
If I see something, I say something.
But you're supposed to do something.
But he also didn't say something. He didn't say something or do something.
Nope. He sure didn't. So,
something never happened. Something didn't happen.
There was stuff that he didn't know. Like maybe watching the practice from the perspective of the quarterback.
But there was stuff
had to write that down in a notebook because Nick Saban told it to him on Hard Knocks.
Oh, man. There's stuff that was happening that he saw. And
take my chair, coach.
Oh, man.
I'm going to sit here and write in this notebook.
Actually makes me a little sad because, like, you get so few opportunities. He's never going to get another opportunity to be a head coach.
No, that's never happening.
That's never happening again.
But he can make a lot of, he's a
for sure
good defensive coordinator.
Absolutely.
And can make a lot of money doing it.
Absolutely. But like, I would like to think if you had one shot that you would make a point to like try and really speak the truth and try to hold people accountable and really be a good forthright leader, you know?
Well, here's the thing about him.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's clearly a little awkward, and being a positional leader or even a DC seems to fit his personality a little bit better than being a head coach. Now, maybe if he had gotten an opportunity earlier, then there could be some building of it.
Yeah. I mean, you're bringing up a key point, which I think you and I have grown to know is always the key. What are you as a person? What is your comfort level as a person when it comes to communicating and leading? And he's a little awkward. He's just not comfortable with himself.
Here's what he said about what he noticed being different in Dallas.
I was gone for 7 years, you know, and then came back. And when I came back, what I recognized was how great the communication is, you know, in the draft room, in free agency, and it's and with Jerry and with Steven and with the entire Jones family. You know, during the draft process, it's one position, you know, one day, and Mr. Jones and Stephen Jones are in there, Will McClay, with the position coach, with the coordinator, and of course with Shotty's in there the whole time, and going over every single player, you know, and then whittling it down and then slotting the board. And that's why, you know, our draft was pretty darn good. Same thing with the free agency, which comes first, as you guys know. But it was a great process. You know, the coaches wrote reports. They were able to speak their mind, you know, see something, say something.
Man.
So that's a thing now?
See something, say something. So like the communication and just the whole process. And we've talked about how the Bears are now setting that stuff up and did so this offseason with Ben and with Ryan Poles working on it together. The thing is, Matt, it was your job to set that up.
Right.
And you didn't. So now you're realizing what it could have been and should have been.
Yeah, and that's too bad. But here's the meat, though. This is what people who are listening to that from a Bears fan perspective might be interested in. So that there was the Seth Wickersham piece where Caleb talked about the difficulty he had with leaving the facility and not really being given guidance on how to watch film. This is what Eberflus said about that.
One of the experiences you had last year in Chicago was you had Hard Knocks on your campus and in your building. And it seemed to me, as a viewer, that you spent an inordinate amount of time, given that you're a defensive coach, or that's your background, with the number one pick in the draft quarterback, Caleb Williams. And yet recently, Caleb Williams was quoted criticizing the fact that nobody watched film with him last year. You're the head coach. How do you respond to that?
Well, first and foremost, Hard Knocks, they do a great job. They really do. They stay
good
out of the way.
Because they're going to be here this year.
They are. And I've been telling the whole staff up there that they do a wonderful job. They stay out of the way, very professional. But back to your other question about, you know, the film watching and all that, I would say this, that, you know, in the development of the quarterback position and really all positions, at my time at the Bears, we've always had daily coached film sessions. That was out through the entire year. So that's what I observed, and that's where it was.
It was interesting that Nick Saban, who you played for and was seen, made the suggestion to any head coach should develop a unique rapport with his quarterback, right. And it seemed from what we saw that was certainly happening.
Yeah, and again, that's really all I have to say about it, but yeah, that's where it is.
Sorry Ed brought that up.
If you're using Hard Knocks as the thing that's helping you determine what was going on with the Bears, I question Ed in that. He's a better journalist than that. To use that snippet of what we know was an absolutely manicured Hard Knocks to tell you what it is. The other part that I don't particularly like, and I'm a fan of Ed and what he does, is Caleb didn't say that no one watched film with him. That's not the quote. Caleb was talking about not being given a direction on when watching film by himself.
It's a very, very different thing.
Yes, and it's important to lay out that difference.
Yeah. That's lazy in terms of Caleb judgments.
Yes, it's not fair to Caleb.
Yeah, I agree. We have one more from Matt Eberflus. Where apparently he gave us a misspeak, something for the books from the pod.
You have to play this game with passion, and it's controlled violence, and you got to be able to have that. And that's the special sauce that you have as a football team and then doing it together.
Wait, I need to hear that
special
again.
Special sausage you have?
Is it special sausage or special?
And that's the special sausage.
Okay.
Wait, sauce that you have. You think you said special sausage? I used to
you
love.
You have to play this game with passion, and it's controlled violence, and you got to be able to have that. And that's the special sausage you have as a football team, and then doing it together.
Who is he, Abe Froman? What do we got
See,
here?
See, he spent time here, and he became the sausage king of Chicago.
And that's the special sausage.
I used to love G-Love and special sausage back in the day. My baby got sausage. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. My baby got sausage. I think, is he saying sauce that, but he's just a bad enunciator?
I do think the words are probably sauce coming that. Together, but it does sausage. Sound like special sausage.
And that's the special sausage.
I like ones that have garlic in them, sausages, and sometimes cheese.
Oh, my God. I had some from Mariano's yesterday. Threw them on the smoker. It
Tell
was
me.
Italian sausage with jardiniere stuffed in there. No room for any of my shoes. They're all my sausage.
Was
my
it special sausage. Was it special? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Father's Day. Yeah.
Send some to Flus because he needs special sausage.
And Abe
that's
Eberflus.
The special sausage.
It really is.
So there's Matt Eberflus, and that's how he feels about all these things, and they made a nice soft bed for him to talk to him.
So, Lawrence, this kid on Arkansas, this pitcher, Gage Wood, just now in the College World Series, threw a no-hitter in the College World Series.
Taylor McGregor is going crazy right now.
He struck out 19 people in a no-hitter. His last pitch 119, was at 97 miles per hour. No hitter in the College World Series. And they let him go 119 to finish it in the College World Series. I support the decision by the manager.
I support it too. It's not like what it was back in the 90s and early aughts. Go look up what Brooks Kieschnick pitched, his pitch count in the College World Series. It was disgusting. Like, it was abuse. This was not. This was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that is tremendous. What an appearance. And with the MLB draft upcoming, I think Gage Woods' stock is only going to rise.
Cubs or White Sox, don't get another guy named Gage. That did not work out well for you.
His nickname Tater?
Yeah.
Marshall's all in, if so.
It's true.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.